What up, nerds? I'm Jared.
It's your boy!
And this is Changelog News for the week of Monday, February 12th, 2024. Let's get straight into the news. I wanted to announce our fresh Changelog beats on last week's episode, but Apple Music didn't approve it until I'd already hit publish. I guess that's just life in the walled garden. Oh well. Introducing Dance Party.
Sweet robot dance makeout music.
This album bundles 21 BMC bangers. Amazing tracks such as Tetris Schmetris. Miami Bites, 1984. Pole Reposition. And Paul Oakenfold fights Moby in the alley behind a Pan-Asian restaurant. Listen now on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, all the musics. Of course, there's a direct link to the goodness in this week's newsletter and in the chapter data. Go ahead, get your groove on.
Enjoy the drop.
Will McGugan from Textualize has a new terminal app called Too Long, or TL, if that's too long for you. This tool lets you view, tail, merge, and search log files in a snappy, straightforward to use way. Here's why he made it. Quote, I spent a lot of time in my past life as a web developer working with logs, typically on web servers via SSH. I would use a variety of tools, but my go-to method of analyzing logs was directly on the server with Unix tools like tail, less, and grep, etc. As useful as these tools are, they are not without friction. I built Too Long to be the tool I would have wanted back then. End quote. I'm somewhat ashamed to admit I still use those tools and have been for too long. Maybe I should give Too Long a try instead. Diane Brady writes for Fortune, quote, Mozilla Corp announced that Mitchell Baker is stepping down as CEO to focus on AI and internet safety as chair of the nonprofit foundation. Laura Chambers, a Mozilla board member and entrepreneur with experience at Airbnb, PayPal, and eBay, will step in as interim CEO to run operations until a permanent replacement is found. End quote. The short-term plan, according to Chambers, who has an open invitation to the changelog, is, quote, to focus on building out new products that address growing privacy concerns while actively looking for a full-time CEO. End quote. New products, AI tools, what next? Mozilla Vision Pro?
You did not just say that.
Here's where I'd focus if I were Mozilla CEO. Making Firefox so good, it does to Chrome what it did to Internet Explorer not so long ago. It's now time for sponsored news. Are you using Kafka in production and looking for something significantly simpler, yet more cost-effective, that can easily extend to the edge? NATS is becoming the go-to alternative that satisfies Kafka's use cases, but does much more than just streaming. Stateless messaging, request reply, key-value storage, object storage. Yes, NATS does that. Synadia is helping teams get beyond the assumption that Kafka is the default by showing how NATS can take their applications to the next level. Learn more and try it out for free by going to synadia.com/changelog. There's a link in your show notes. Once again, that's synadia.com/changelog. Microsoft's Jordi Adume writes, we're excited to announce the release of Sudo for Windows in Windows 11 Insider Preview Build 26052. Sudo for Windows is a new way for users to run elevated commands from an unelevated console session. It is an ergonomic and familiar solution for users who want to elevate a command without having to first open a new elevated console, end quote. It's also open source, which is how I know it clocks in at about 75 lines of PowerShell and is in no way a fork or a port of Linux's sudo. It's just a re-implementation of the concept for Windows. Before you know it, they'll be ditching those trashy backslashes.
Oh my gosh, man, I'm gonna smash your face in. If you backslash me, that's trash. Backslashes are trash. A backslash is a trash. Yeah, backslash is a trash.
And they'll adopt the simple slash in their file system. I can't wait. Tatu Ilonen, apologies on that pronunciation, the author of the original SSH, tells the tale of how they got SSH to be port number 22. Quote, I wrote the initial version of SSH, Secure Shell, in spring of 1995. It was a time when Telnet and FTP were widely used. I designed SSH to replace both Telnet, port 23, and FTP, port 21. Port 22 was free. It was conveniently between the ports for Telnet and FTP. I figured having that port number might be one of those small things that would give some aura of credibility. But how could I get that port number? End quote. The internet was much smaller back then, so the process was straightforward but still intimidating. It boils down to a well-worded email to the IANA. The email itself is included verbatim in the linked post. And voila! Port 22 became SSH's, and the rest is history. Jack Lindemood wrote up what he calls almost every infrastructure decision I endorse or regret after 4 years running infrastructure at a startup. In this 20-minute read, Jack gives an endorse or a regret rating to about 50 different services, tools, and processes. Here's a sampler platter. Endorse, GitOps. Regret, multiple applications sharing a database. Endorse, Notion. Endorse, Slack. Regret, Datadog. Regret, not using OpenTelemetry earlier. And as a special treat for our Changelog Plus members today, you also get the full meal. Yes, I read all 50 ratings for everyone who directly supports our work with their hard-earned cash. Whew, that was exhausting. Treat yourself at changelog.com/plus.
Changelog Plus Plus. It's better.
That is the news for now. We do hope you enjoy our new dance party album. Cue it up for your next coding session and let us know what you think. We have some great shows coming up this week on the Changelog. Stefano Mafuli, Executive Director of the Open Source Initiative, talking open source AI. And on Changelog and Friends, Jamie Tanna, Senior Software Engineer at Elastic, talking dependencies. Have a great week. Tell your friends about Changelog News if you dig it. And I'll talk to you again real soon.